The St. Louis Cardinals are one win away from the World Series title. Last night on their home field, the Cardinals won the most exciting game of the series so far, beating the Detroit Tigers 5-4. St. Louis, now leading 3-1, relied on the clutch play of its smallest player and some key mistakes by the Tigers. From St. Louis, NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
If you zoom in on St. Louis shortstop David Eckstein and block out the glitter of the World Series, you could swear you're watching a kid down at the park playing a Little League game. He's 5'7", chokes up on the bat, sprints to first base when a pitcher walks him. He's friendly and polite and seems to have stepped out of a Norman Rockwell painting. Then you zoom back, let the glitter in, watch him play a game like last night, and you realize the Little Leaguer very much belongs in the majors. Example? None better than the bottom of the 8th inning, game tied 4-4. Eckstein batting against Detroit's most feared pitcher, reliever Joel Zamaya, possessor of scary 100-mile-per-hour fastballs. Zamaya pitches, Eckstein swings and drives in the winning run. His manager, Tony La Russa, marvels.
Game-winning hit against a guy throwing 100. I mean, that's all you need to know. Get come through like that in that situation, a guy with that talent. He's the toughest guy I've ever seen in uniform.
Here's the tough guy Eckstein's take on the big hit.
And having the opportunity to be in that situation, I was just hoping that, you know, we can find a way to put a good bat together, put the barrel of the bat on the ball. And fortunate enough, was able to do it. And it felt good.
Eckstein's hit, which just glanced off the glove of Detroit's leaping left fielder Craig Monroe, was Eckstein's third double of the night and fourth hit overall. It sent the Busch Stadium crowd into one more fit of ecstasy. Last night was the best game of the series, a back-and-forth drama filled with hits. That's right, hits. The much-maligned batters for both teams finally woke up. Detroit had 10 hits, St. Louis 9. Unfortunately for the Tigers, they also led in the mistakes category. Fernando Rodney became the fourth Detroit pitcher in as many games to commit a costly error. Note to Tigers manager Jim Leland, time to work on your pitcher's fielding skills quickly. In the 7th inning, Rodney picked up a bunted ball and threw it over the head of the Detroit player covering first base. Eckstein scored on the play, but he really shouldn't have been on base. At the start of the inning, Eckstein had lofted a routine fly ball to center field. Detroit's Curtis Granderson slipped and fell, and what should have been an out became one of Eckstein's doubles. The outfield was wet from the rain that forced the previous night's game to be canceled, but Granderson said conditions had been pretty good until Eckstein's hit.
Just that one. It wasn't a slip. The ground just gave, you know, I pushed a lot of the dirt because when I went to go back and check, there was a big divot right there.
So it was more sort of soft dirt and not wet dirt?
Combination. You know, a little bit of wet on top, but then at the same time I pushed. If it was just wet, you know, I wouldn't have left a divot. I just would have scraped it off the top.
When asked about the slips, mistakes, almost plays, and clutch hits, players on both teams said, it's baseball. Anything's possible. Which needs to be the Tigers' rallying cry right now. One more loss and the World Series they were supposed to be destined to win will slip away. Best perhaps to remember a long time ago, when only one Detroit player was alive. It was 1968, and St. Louis led Detroit 3-1 in the World Series. The Tigers won 3 in a row and took the title. Tom Goldman, NPR News, St. Louis.